You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Over 750 people in Vermont have now tested positive for COVID-19. One prominent Vermonter who's contracted the disease, the former Democratic nominee for governor, Christine Hallquist. She ran and lost to Governor Phil Scott back in 2018, and she made national headlines in the process for being the first transgender person to become a major party's gubernatorial nominee. Hallquist says she tested positive for the coronavirus last Friday, but her symptoms started over a week earlier. She's isolating now at her sister's apartment in Syracuse, New York. She's been in that city taking care of her mother at a senior living facility, and that's where she believes she may have picked up the virus. So despite being one of the more prominent Vermonters to get COVID-19, she's not actually counted in the numbers that the state releases every day. I spoke to Hallquist today over Zoom. She says she's feeling much better now, but she first described what the disease felt like when she began to notice symptoms.
I had no strength at all. But I didn't feel sick, so I didn't think twice about it. I thought, well, maybe just burned out. Well, the next day, not only did I not have any strength, I had a fever. And it didn't occur to me that I had COVID-19 at that point, because it was just a slight fever. And the next day, Thursday, I felt better. Friday, I felt pretty good. And then Saturday, I decided to go for a 4.5-mile run. And immediately when I got home from the run, my fever was high. You know, it was 101.1. So at that point, I said, I bet you I have COVID-19. And I called my doctor's office and, you know, basically the recording said, hey, if you're in good health, don't worry about it. But the fact that I was in a retirement community had me very nervous. So I called the Onondaga County Health COVID-19 line, and they were immediately concerned and scheduled me for a test the next day in their drive-through testing facility in Syracuse.
And so you got tested and got the results back a few days later?
Yeah, that was the part that really, I think, we really screwed up on is that, you know, I actually got tested on a Sunday. It didn't get the results till Friday. And of course, by that time, it was a brutal week. Every day I would get up, my fever would be over 101. It would range between 101 and 103, and I just couldn't move. It was a brutal illness. By the time I got the test results, I had started to recover. So I got the test results on a Friday, 5 days later, and then Saturday, this past Saturday, I've got the court order to isolate in place. So if you look at that, there were 6 days of severe illness where I didn't have an isolation order, and it was an unknown whether I had it or not.
And so during that time before you had the order to isolate, were you isolating or were you in contact with anyone?
Oh, no, I was very much in isolation in this apartment by myself.
Well, since you went public sharing that you tested positive and got COVID-19, I saw that you received some well wishes on social media from your former gubernatorial rival, Governor Phil Scott. I'm curious just what you think of his performance watching as he's led as governor during this pandemic here in Vermont.
I've been very impressed with the governor's leadership with state to the crisis. Being the former CEO of an electric utility, we followed the National Incident Command System. And in the National Incident Command System, you know, you really turn over your incident command leadership to the experts. And the governor has done exactly that. You know, he's listened to the medical professionals. He's listened to the science. He's carried out his statewide orders with the best advice. So I think Vermont should be proud of how the governor and the state is handling this. I'm proud of how the state of Vermont is handling this. So I just can't say enough good things about what the governor is doing.
If things had gone a different way 2 years ago, there's a reality where you would have been in his place as governor of Vermont. Do you ever think of how you might be handling this differently if you were governor right now?
Well, I don't think I'd be handling it much differently than the governor is handling it. So I think when you get into a crisis, you want to use crisis management procedures that have been developed during what we call blue skies. You know, you develop the protocols during blue skies, you test them during blue skies, and then when you have the crisis, you execute according to the plan.
And in your opinion, that's been followed pretty well.
I think he's following it extremely well, yes. So I have no, that I don't think I would be doing anything much differently.
Are you considering seeking public office again at any point in the future?
Yes, I think what happens in 2020 is critical. You know, I'm not sure who America is right now, but I'm more than happy to help rebuild this country into a more compassionate and caring and considerate country.
But so, yes, you would consider.
Yes, I would consider. Yes, the short answer.
And so you're, of course, quarantining in New York. You're taking care of your mother there. Do you have plans to return back to Vermont when you can?
Oh, yes. I'm going to return back to Vermont as soon as I can because I love Vermont, and that's my home.
And just before I leave, you mentioned that you're open to running for public office. I mean, what would that look like? What office would you be seeking?
Well, I'm not sure. It could be a run for the governor again. You know, could be a run for U.S. Congress or U.S. Senate. You know, it depends where things are at that point. Certainly, I wouldn't run against Governor Scott right now.
Do you feel like he has a pretty solid lock on the governorship for another term?
Yes, I think he has a very solid lock on the governorship. In fact, you know, I'm happier with his performance the past 2 years than when I ran against him before. And he's, as I said before, he's a decent person.
Christine Hallquist ran as the Democratic candidate for governor in 2018. She is in quarantine now, recovering after being diagnosed with COVID-19. Christine Hallquist, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. And thanks for all you do.